We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:15 on this Wednesday, July 15th. Taxes are due today unless, as I said, you want to play the long game, given the way 2020 is gone, and gamble on whether or not the world's still going to be here as we know it in October. But I would consult with your own tax professional regarding that. As for me, I filed the extension. It's going to be hot today, highs in the mid to upper 90s. About a 30 to 40% chance for showers. Lara Brown joins us, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University, to talk about the presidential race. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
It's great to be on the show with you. I haven't been on for a while, so are you doing?
Well, and I hope you're well, too.
I'm doing very well. You know, life is a little crazy doing the graduate school and the fall planning with the coronavirus, but we're doing well.
What about the new book? Is it out yet?
It's out in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it yet or not?
Sure, we can. I mean, it's called Amateur Hour, and it's about presidential character and the question of leadership, and it really looks at presidents from Jimmy Carter through Trump and discusses what it means and how we've thought about character as a country in the presidency since the 70s.
All right. So let's talk about Joe Biden yesterday before we get to poll numbers and so forth. We had two guys on TV. We had Joe Biden giving his speech about his $2 trillion green plan and taking some shots at the president. We had the president giving a press conference in the Rose Garden, although a lot of it seemed more like a campaign speech than a press conference. But I guess that's one of the benefits of being an incumbent?
Sort of. I mean, typically speaking, the Rose Garden is for presidential pronouncements. You know, presidents go there to look presidential and to rise above the campaign, to be showing that they are doing the work of the country and that they are doing important foreign policy, you know, declarations and agreements and negotiations. So it was something other than that that we saw yesterday. It was more of a sort of bringing the Rose Garden down to the level of the campaign. Just the fact that the president mentioned Joe Biden as many times as he did was not normal for the discourse that typically occurs there.
Let's talk about what Joe Biden was talking about first, the green plan, $2 trillion. Politically, what does this do in terms of motivating people to go out? And you'd like to think that everybody, President Trump and Joe Biden, does what they think is in the best interest of the country, but maybe sometimes it's just about getting people to go out and vote, which I guess you could extend that out to if you're not in office, you can't do what you think is best for the country. What was Joe Biden trying to accomplish yesterday? Just flesh out his plan or appeal to anyone? Both? Neither?
Well, I think both. I think what he was trying to say is, look, we can address something that has been on the back burner for quite a while in terms of our national policy, and that is climate change, and we can address it as a way to spur back the economy so that if we make these massive investments in green technologies, if we go down this road, we can bring back the economic sort of numbers and the stability in our country. We can launch all sorts of new small businesses, and we can do what is good for the world and for preventing, you know, climate change from becoming catastrophic.
Is this a big thing when it comes to Democrats getting out and voting, specifically in swing states? Was this tailored, and we'll talk about the poll in a minute, tailored towards swing states, or is this tailored or at least targeted toward the whole country?
Well, certainly progressives and Democrats who have been deeply concerned about climate change for years are going to be heartened by this speech. They're saying to themselves, this is exactly what we needed and why we need a Democratic president in office. So I do think that it was about helping to secure and energize the progressive base, but it was also about trying to look at the longer, broader picture to bring over some of those suburban voters who are worried about the economy and talking about a way to do it with an actual policy plan.
I want to talk to you when we come back about the Lafayette Square thing and the photo op with the Bible, and something that a doctor friend of mine told me that is about as conservative can be. And I don't know if this was just her opinion or if this was something that, I don't know, if any polling can be done on this. I'll just share it when we come back, and also talk about, I guess, federalism as it relates to reopening schools. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and how can you respect states' rights, but yet if you're in a war, as the president said we were, against coronavirus, how do you coordinate that nationally without trampling on states' rights, et cetera? 621, Lara Brown's our guest. It is time now to look at traffic on WWL. It is 625, Tommy Tucker, on this tax day. Believe it or not, we don't often say that on July 15th, but we are this year. And we're talking to Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University, about the latest on the presidential race. So somebody, a friend of mine, a doctor, a surgeon, really took me by surprise because she is about as conservative can be. But she said that when President Trump pulled the Lafayette Square thing and stood in front of the church with the Bible, she said, he jumped the shark for me. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, at that point, I thought, how stupid must he think I am to believe that I'm going to fall for something like that? Is there any polling or anything, or does the president care about somebody like that, or is the president just concerned for people that will, and, you know, she said fall for that, I'll use the phrase to be fair, approve of that? Is that indicative of anything as far as any polling shows or so forth in terms of the president and the people that supported him the first time?
Well, it's difficult to, you know, pin sort of polling to one specific event, but there is no doubt that since that time, the president's poll numbers have been falling. And most of that we have attributed to just the general favorability and sentiment around the protests. Now, that's not the riots, that's not the looting, but there are people in the country who now have a majority favorable opinion of the protest movement and what it's meant in terms of creating more justice around criminal behavior and criminal reforms for the police. It's also true that the coronavirus pandemic has worsened in that time frame, and so we've also seen a loss of confidence in what the president and the White House is doing to combat the coronavirus. So there are a lot of things contributing to the president's falling poll numbers and kind of overall lack of satisfaction with the job that he is doing as president. But I think if you look at the polls, there's no doubt that that moment was a marker in sort of time where the president made a statement that was not well received, and it was not well received on a lot of levels. Yesterday, he was defending the Confederate flag by talking about freedom of speech, and yet, if you go back to that moment was a moment where there was free speech taking place outside the White House, and he chose to order the police to clear that area with different types of chemical gas and repellent, and then he marched across Lafayette Square with that show of the Bible, even mentioned that it wasn't his Bible, it was a Bible, which, you know, I think if you are Christian and you do care about the iconography, I would have thought he would have at least claimed that it was his family Bible.
I found it offensive to use the Bible that way because, you know, you would think there are some things that are above politics, and other people have said they've never seen anybody hold a Bible like that for what it's worth. And some people are texting in saying that the president was trying to bring people together and listen to the word of God. So if that's what if that's how you interpreted that, that's fine. Quickly, in the minute we have left, Lara, recent polls, key battleground states, et cetera. What are we seeing?
Yeah, I mean, the president is down in all of them. I think the most significant thing about where we are is that Vice President Biden is posting numbers above 50%, not just nationally, but in a lot of these swing states. And really what that suggests is that this is a real lead. It is very rare for a challenger in a race to be hitting the 50% mark this far out from the election.
Appreciate your time. I really do. Good luck with the book. You know where to send the advance copy autograph.
Yes, I will, as soon as I get it.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Thanks, Tommy. Take care.
And stay safe. All right, Lara Brown, our friend, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University, who kind of sees things a little differently, as does Andy Smith, who was on with us the other day. We're going to take a break, come back, talk about going back to school amid corona right now. Time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.